Praise God. Why don't you just raise your hands one more time before you're seated and magnify the Lord. Even I love you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise and Lord, honor, mighty God. Amen. There's none beside you, Lord. Nobody like unto you. How excellent is your name in all the earth. I worship your majesty, King Jesus, today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. It's a privilege and honor of, amen, ours to be able to be with you here. Amen. In Cleveland. Praise God. And I want to say I appreciate the invitation, the opportunity to come and share the service. And amen. Thank you, Pastor Roberts, for inviting us and being allowing us to be here. It's good to meet Brother and Sister Roberts. Amen. I believe for the first time. Amen. And we thank them for allowing us to come and share in the service. Amen. How many love and appreciate your pastor and his wife and family. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for good, faithful men and women of the Lord who will help us in our journey to see Jesus. Amen. And tell us what we need to hear as we do endeavor to make sure that we make heaven our home. Praise God. Amen. In Jesus' name, I give them honor today or this afternoon. And amen. I appreciate the work that they've done here. Amen. As we traveled up. Now, my wife is from Ohio. Amen. So she's a Buckeye. Praise God. That's a good thing. Amen. Amen. I am not a Buckeye. Praise God. Amen. I do have now, I have a whole Ohio driver's license, Ohio tags, but she's the Buckeye. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So please forgive me. Amen. Pray for me. I was born in Baltimore, so I was born on this side of the U.S., but I was raised all in the South, and so grew up in 7 different states, though, so I'm an all-American, praise God. So, amen, we lived and pastored in Illinois before we went to Ghana for 9 years, and so I call Illinois home, although I don't have any family there, but I'm glad that I know who Jesus is, and that I'm a part of the family of God, amen. But as we were driving up, I appreciate those that have a burden for different parts of the world, and I'm glad that God has called us to Ghana, and I appreciate those that have been called to different places, and appreciate the work that the Lord has done through them here. It's an honor to be here with them and even see the work of God in this part of the world in Jesus' name. And you just have to forgive me. Hopefully this is not too carnal. Amen. But amen. I grew up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So, amen. You just know how it is. Amen. With Ohioans. So I just forgive me for that. Amen. I'll have to tell my son, my oldest boy, he's a diehard Steeler fan, and you just know how it goes. Praise God. Amen. And so we were projected to be a 4th in our conference division this year, and we were not 4th in our division. And we were even half a game outside of Cincinnati, so we were there. Praise God. But I thank God for the souls that are being won in this city. Amen. Because that's what it's all about, reaching people for the sake of the Lord. And we're on the winning team. Amen. Amen. That's Team Jesus, in Jesus' name. Praise God. But it's a joy and honor to be here tonight. Amen. And we're thankful to be representing the beautiful country of Guyana, South America. And so we're thankful to be able to share with you what the Lord is doing in our part of the world. And I'm thankful to Sister Amen Roberts mentioned there's a lot of Puerto Ricans in the church here. So we're part of that Caribbean culture. Amen. In our country, although we're in South America, we're part of the Central America Caribbean region because our culture in Guyana is very Caribbean. And then she mentioned that there were some Jamaicans here. Praise God. So it was good to meet the sister, and hopefully I'll meet her husband or amen later on. Praise God. Amen. And you know, when you mention Jamaica and you mention the Caribbean, like where we're from, the whole world is just a totally different aspect of life. Amen. Because you get into the roti and the curry and the balanji and the balari and the dalpari and all our good food in Ghana. So if you don't know what that is, please ask me after service. Amen. And I'll share you how good, share with you how good it is, and then make you hungry. Praise God. Amen. And I will tell you that we have the best roti and curry in all of even the Caribbean in Guyana. Praise God. Now, if you ask a Trinidadian that, they'll argue till the sun sets. Praise God. But it is the truth that we have, amen, perfected it. Amen. Because it started with us. Praise God. But it's good to have those from Jamaica. And our pioneering missionary was from Jamaica, Brother Devon Dawson. Amen. Went in 1976 and opened up the work. So how many know where Guyana's at? Amen. How many remember the Jim Jones story? Because usually more people remember Jim Jones and actually know where our country's at. And unfortunately, this is our fourth deputation, and inevitably we get put in Africa. So our very first service, we got put in Africa. Amen. Not by the pastor, but by some of the church. So I thought, here we go again. Amen. We're going to have that fight, because there's a Ghana, Africa, which is actually in West Africa, but we're in Guyana in South America. But what it does is it allows me an opportunity to share with you where we're from. Amen. Praise God. So Brother Dawson went there in 1976 and was actually there in the country when that tragedy occurred, and did a tremendous work. He was in Ghana for 12 years and then went to Trinidad for another 5 years, oversaw the work, and did a great work. Where we pastor is actually the first church that he started. It actually started in a bottom house in the inner city, but he moved out and bought the building we're having church in, All Nations Tabernacle, there in Georgetown. And we've been blessed to pastor there 15 years, and we've been in Ghana 21 years serving. And so we've seen God do some great things. And so thank God for Jamaica. Amen. Praise God. So, of course, if you know Jamaicans and if you know Caribbean people, Trinidad, Barbados, even English-speaking Caribbean islands, amen, you get locked into the worship too. And so this is just our third service on this deputation, but we already miss, amen, the way things, you just get used to certain things. Praise God. So, amen, we would sing, amen, the Latinos, they like the fast chapa, chapa, chapa. Amen. My parents were missionaries in Mexico for 25 years, and they like it that way, right? And so I just tell them that, you know, we just have a different flavor. Amen. It's just chapa, chapa, chapa. We just slow it down and we just get it good. Praise God. So we sing fire, 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 follow me. And so y'all know that song? Amen. Does anybody know that song? Amen. We like that worship. Praise God. But I thank God that in all cultures and races, I think maybe one of the things that's going to be great about heaven is we're going to just be singing and worshiping throughout eternity, and we're going to get all the songs in. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to have a great time around the throne. Because we made it. We made it home in Jesus' name. But we're so blessed to be there. Praise God. I do have a snakeskin, if that's okay, Brother Roberts, to show. Amen. This kind of usually kind of opens up the brain cells. Amen. If I have one young man that will help me out, amen, if you don't mind. Amen. Guyana is the land of many waters. And we'll get right here in the center. Thank you so much for your help. Praise God. And so it is a tropical country. It's a rainforest. It's beautiful, beautiful country. But everything does seem to kind of get big there. So we do have a lot of reptile life, of course. And so we have the Goliath beetle. We have the giant anteater. Amen. We have the three-toed sloth. And so everything just kind of gets bigger. And so this is our biggest snake. Praise God. So this is an anaconda skin. So I'm going to have you take that end of it, if you wouldn't mind, and just roll it out. Very good. So I just like to tell them, just to warn you, I mean, that the head is on your end. So, but you're safe, because this is the best kind of snake. It's a dead one. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So if you want to come and check it out after service, locally they call them komodos. Amen. But it is an anaconda. It's the world's largest snake. It doesn't get to be the longest, but it does get to be the heaviest. They will get it to about 500 pounds. And so this is the biggest skin I've ever had. This is about a 20-foot skin here. And so thank God that, amen, it's here and not there in my backyard. Amen. So let's give this young man a hand. Thank you so much for your help. You'll roll it up. Thank you. If you want to roll, yeah, you can roll it back up for me. Thank you. And you can put it over there. And you're welcome to come check it out after service. This is a pretty thick skin because it was a big snake. They tell me where I bought this, a store that I go to often. I asked the gentleman, and this was on this term, I said, what's the biggest skin you've ever had come through your store? And he said one time he did have a 44-foot skin. That's a big snake. Amen. Thank you, sir, so much. Amen. Praise God for your help. God is good. Amen. And so if you don't want to go to Guyana and wrestle snakes, then please send us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In Jesus' name, we're blessed to be there. In this last term, we had our best term, praise God, in all the years that we've been serving in Ghana. This is our most productive term in many different areas of the work. And so I just want to share with you what the Lord did in the country. And I know that we've all been dealing with the pandemic, and I actually don't even like to talk about it because we were just so tired and weary even over there. But God really blessed us. And although we did have to deal with those challenges, God blessed the work in Ghana tremendously, despite of all the challenges. And in this term, we had over 400 people received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And over 400 get baptized in Jesus' name. And so it didn't stop God. Amen. God continued to work, and we had a great, great term. And in the work also, in the last 4 years, we have almost doubled our ministerial body. We started out with about 29 ministers, and now we have over 50 ministers laboring in our country. We thank God for that. Amen. And I definitely credit that to the Bible school program. The first year we went down on AIM, was the main purpose was to reopen the Bible school there in the work, because the Bible school had actually closed down. And so we did accomplish that, and we've kept the Bible school running ever since we've been there. And that is the most important part of the work that we do. We pastor, we evangelize, we do all kinds of ministry. Amen, as Sister Ruth will share with you. But the main thing that we're endeavoring to do is see laborers trained and impassioned to win their nation for the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So we thank God for that. In the last 4 years, we've had over 70 students come through the Bible school program. In April, in our conference, we were anticipating having 30 graduates from the Bible school program. That's pretty exciting. Amen. And in that time, because of that effort and all that the Lord's been able to do in the work there, we have also the churches and preaching points there in Ghana have increased by 50%. So at the beginning of the term, we had about 16 churches and preaching points. Now we have over 25 churches and preaching points throughout Ghana. And that was exciting to see God do that in a tremendous way. And it happened in so many different ways. You know, when you plant the seed and you do the work of the Lord, even the Bible promises that He's the one that gives the increase. It's just up to us to make sure that we do what we're supposed to do. And we have seen God just do incredible things. So about 3 years ago, we had a minister come through. And we got connected. Actually, he got connected from one of our pastors in Suriname, who's from Guyana. And so they got connected, and they already had the Holy Ghost, but they were of a different denomination. And so when they connected with us, I got to share with them the truth of God's Word, and I got to baptize he and his wife in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. And then I took a trip to where he pastors, and that's in Mabaruma on the Venezuelan border. It was the farthest I'd ever gone in all of our time in Ghana. So we went there, preached the Word of God, shared the truth with them. And on that Sunday after we preached, I got to baptize 13 of their saints in Jesus' name. Praise God. So now we have a church in Mabaruma. And it's just like that. God has just been adding churches, adding people. And it's not just been, amen, adding souls, but it's been multiplying. Whole congregations have come, amen, to know the truth of God's Word. And that's been exciting to see. And just right before I left, his son, who pastors in another part of Guyana, in Madia, which is toward Linden, which is going toward, amen, Brazilian border, he called me, and he said, I also want to join into the UBC. Has the Holy Ghost, been baptized in Jesus' name. So I'm looking for the chance to go to where he pastors and preach the Word of the Lord to them. And so God is multiplying the souls, and we're thankful to be a part of it in Jesus' name. Praise God. If you'd like to help us get back, amen, please talk to your pastor for as little as $25 a month. Amen. I know this church is no stranger to the PIM program. Praise God. If you'd like to partner with us, please talk to your pastor, and you can help us get back quicker, amen, to our nation. Amen. Also, if you'd like to help us with any project, again, please just let your pastor know. We thank you for allowing us to come tonight and share what the Lord is doing, where we're at, and we can't wait to get back in Jesus' name. Praise God. I'm asking my wife to come right now and greet you. I thank God for the Buckeye that I married. And you know, amen, the Buckeye is supposed to be a worthless nut. Praise God. But, amen, she is not a worthless nut. Amen. Amen. I mean, you may not like me at all before I leave. I don't know. God help me. Lord help me. Amen. I thank God, though, for the Ohio District, mostly because they produce my beautiful wife. And she's a blessing to the work of God. In Sunday school, the ladies' ministries, amen, the ladies' ministries have raised great offerings from our nation. God has blessed us to not just receive, but also be givers. And I thank God for my wife.
Praise the Lord. Good to be with you all here tonight, and we're going to have to convert him, I guess. I've been working on him for 32 years, and it hasn't worked yet. I'm sorry, but it's so good to be with you all. It's so good to be with Brother and Sister Roberts. Thank you for having us, and thank you for the beautiful hotel. We appreciate that. It was good to go take a afternoon Sunday nap. I usually don't get one of those, but when I come back here, I get to get them. So anyway, the Lord is good, and I love him. And I noticed on, I enjoyed the worship so much. Usually I'm involved in the worship, and I'm over there doing what you do, and I don't get a chance to worship like I want to. So it's been so good to worship tonight. But I noticed up here on your picture there, it says, he that winneth souls is wise. You know, I want to be a wise person. I want to win souls for his kingdom, because it's getting to the time where we must be ready. We can't get ready. We must be ready. And so I'm sorry, I'm a Sunday school teacher, so I brought a few little things with me tonight. And these are just replicas of the people we are winning for the Lord in Guyana. And so one of them is a little note here. This little girl came to me and gave it to me. We were having a Christmas musical, and the Wednesday before the musical, she came and she was sick at the practice, and I thought, and you know, with COVID and all, she had a fever. I thought, oh no, we're not going to be able to do the musical on Sunday. You know, it's all going to. But she came and she said, Sister Smith, could you please just pray for me? So that Wednesday night after our musical practice, I prayed for her. And Sunday she came back to church and gave this to me and said, Sister Smith, I'm all better. And the Lord was good to do that, because that was the day we were having the musical. So this was a little note she gave to me, thanking me for my prayers. So that is one. These are some little spiders that my Sunday school class, they were doing a skit. And they needed some spiders, and we don't have any Walmart down there. So they were looking around and couldn't find them. So they decided they would just make their little spiders. So they made these little spiders for our skit. This is a little measuring stick. A lady said that she needed some shoes for her son, and someone had donated some shoes. So I said, could you tell me the sizes? The sizes there are all different than ours. And I said, could you tell me kind of what the size would be? She said, so the next service, she gave me this little stick. This is a pointer from a broom. And this was how she told me, this is the size that I need. So I would take it home and measure. These are all people worth winning to the Lord. This was from one of my little Sunday school children. It's all dried up now, but she came to Sunday school, and she's always a real bright little girl. And she come to Sunday school one Sunday with this flower and handed it to me and said, this is for you, Sister Smith. And then, this little bag holds some treasures. This is from Brother Christopher. He's from our church. And Brother Christopher had had an accident when he was young, and he cannot talk properly or whatever, but we begin to love Christopher, and we begin to, when he would come to church, I would hug him, and he cannot read, but I would open up, he'd bring his Bible, and he'd want me to open up his Bible where Brother Smith was preaching. So I'd open up his Bible and give it back to him. Now, he didn't know what the words were saying, but he wanted his Bible open because he saw me opening my Bible. So he wanted to do the same. And then he would say, in the middle of Brother Smith's sermon, I would say, yes, yes. And so now Christopher in our service, he's one of the biggest worshipers, and he said, yes, amen. Now, you may not be able to understand it, but you know exactly what he's saying. And he's the biggest worshiper, and he brought this little bag to us and said, Pastor, this is for you. And this little bag means a lot to me. It doesn't mean a lot to others, but this little bag means a lot to me. In this little bag was this doesn't look like much, but in my mind, it is a whole big bunch in a little barrette for me. And this last term, Christopher was baptized, and he got really sick one time, and he was in the hospital. And so they told us, Brother and Sister Smith, they're not sure if he's going to make it. So Brother Smith and I made a point to go see Christopher, and it was very hard for me. I went in, and they had him all tied down and all of that, and the doctors were, and I couldn't hardly stand it because I see Christopher worshiping on the front pew, and it was hard for me. So his mother was there, and she said to us, you know, I go to another church, And I've tried to get Christopher to come to my church, but he absolutely refuses. He wants to go to your church. And I know that's all because of the love of God. And once again, he that winneth souls is wise. It may not look much to others, but he that winneth souls is wise. So this past term, I had the privilege of ministering in our Bible school. I was homeschooling my children, so I didn't really have the time. Well, in our Bible school, this term, I was able to teach a class on worship. And so in one of the classes, it was about prayer and worship. So this was one of our students from our class. I asked them to write down three things from the lesson that they learned about prayer that will help them develop their prayer life. And so this was one of my students, and I'm not going to tell you all three because of time, but I'm just going to read this one. This is from one of, his name is Adrian, and he said, prayer is a part of worship to the Lord. Prayer is not only a prelude to praise and worship. This will help me in my prayer life because I never saw prayer as worship. So I now understand that I can just go before God and just tell him all that he is and has been to me, rather than just asking him for something. I know that this approach will take me deeper and help me to go to my fullest dimensions in my true worship and praise unto the Lord. You know, these might not seem, they may seem insignificant to others, but this is what our whole goal is to win souls for the kingdom of God. God bless you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And Adrian and his wife are members of one of our newest church plants. Praise God. Amen. We had a couple come to the church where we pastor in the city about 3 years ago. And they had left the church they were part of and just happened to be driving by on a Wednesday night and saw our sign. And they saw the time of the service. And they came on a Wednesday night and just enjoyed the service. And we began to minister to them and talk to them and share with them the truth of God's word. And it took a long time. Amen. For me to get through this, and they already had the Holy Ghost speaking of the tongues. They'd never been baptized in Jesus' name. And so it was kind of funny. I was sitting down with Brother Kevin and we'd share the truth. They started coming to Bible school and we'd share the truth with them. And so I talked to him about baptism in Jesus' name, the essentiality, importance of the truth of that. And then he finally, you know what he did? Amen. He looked up on YouTube and he found somebody from another continent, and he came back and said, Brother Smith, he said, what you're saying is true. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, I showed it to you in the Bible. But, you know, God uses many, many methods to reach people in their heart. And so when he saw the person talking about Jesus' name baptism on YouTube from another continent, amen, he and his wife and daughter, they came and got baptized in Jesus' name. Praise God. Amen. And then they started a church in their home. Amen. And I preached here right before I came back late last year, and they had a house full of people hungry for the Lord. And you know what I preached on? I preached on apostolic doctrine, and I preached on baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. And the next Sunday, a couple that was there got baptized in Jesus' name. He came and was able to baptize them in Jesus' name. God is moving in a great way, and I'm glad I'll be part of it. So that student, Adrian and his wife, were actually, amen, from their church, amen, that they started about 3 years ago. God is great. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, if you would stand and turn to the book of Psalm, amen, 126. Amen. I'm going to endeavor to, amen, share some things from the word of the Lord. I pray will minister to us tonight, amen, in Jesus' name. And this is a great psalm, and I want to just read a couple of verses of scripture, amen, from the last part of the psalm. Praise God. If you'll just, amen, work with me tonight. Praise God. I've been preaching for, I think, about 35 years, and I always have had a problem of preaching too fast. And so after almost 32 years of marriage, my wife told me again tonight, she said, slow down. And so I don't know what it is, but I have a hard time slowing down, especially when I get excited about the word. So if you'll just work with me tonight, I promise I will trim the verses down. I won't use as many verses, and I'll try my best to not go so fast. Praise God. I had my best friend in high school. We actually would have a competition who could talk the fastest. I guess that affected me for the rest of my life. I don't know. Amen. But I'm going to pray. Amen. But I just want to share some verses of scripture that I pray will talk to us. This is Psalm 126 in verses 5 and 6. The psalmist said, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Even he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you tonight, God, and I thank you, Lord, for your word, and I pray that you'd speak to our hearts and lives tonight, God, a sure word. Amen. Minister to us through the Holy Ghost, God, and I pray that you'd bless as only you can. We thank you, God, for your anointing, your help, in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. Praise God. Amen. Great psalm that talks about several different things, but the psalmist said at the end of the psalm, these two verses that I read from, some, I feel, important truths, and the most important truth that I want to share from these verses tonight is the fact that, and I know that we know this tonight, amen, the fact is that the harvest is a sure thing. Praise God. Amen. There are a lot of different circumstances and situations that we all face with in dealing with people and reaching for souls. Praise God. And so sometimes things go exactly like we want them to. Sometimes winning souls, it just seems like it's so easy and things happen so quickly. Praise God. I remember when we were pastoring in Illinois, we pastored two different churches. The second one, we were there about 6 years, and we went from there to Guyana. And we had a great church, and God bless us tremendously. But I remember one family in particular that we worked on. Amen. And after all these years, Mike and Tammy Burge was their name, and they had a family of daughters, all girls. And amen. I can't tell you how many Friday nights we would go and teach them Bible study. Amen. Friday night after Friday night after Friday night, we would go and share God's word with them. Their girls started coming to Sunday school. The older two got the Holy Ghost. I think got baptized in Jesus' name. The oldest one was Stephanie. We would go in their home and we would tell them, teach them the word of God. And every Bible study that I could come up with, we just, as many as I could, I taught them everything I could, just reaching for their souls. And amen. Sad to say that when I left Flora, Illinois, we still had contact with them, and we were still reaching for them, but I never won them to the Lord personally. I never got them to get into the kingdom of God. Amen. And as most of us could, I'm sure, relate tonight, the saints of God, there are people that we weep over, that we pray over. Amen. They might be neighbors. They might be coworkers. They might be, amen, family, of course, or friends maybe that we even went to school with. And, amen, certain individuals that we have a burden for, and we have a passion for, and we're just reaching. And we have such a desire to win them to the Lord. Amen. But it doesn't always happen that way. It doesn't always happen like we would like for it to happen. And amen. Sad to say, before I left Flora, I never got them to get baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. I never saw them in the altar even. They would come to service, but I never saw them in the altar even seeking the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes I've had people, in fact, about a year ago, had one of the ministers just messaged me yesterday. They're going across the river to visit a young man. About a year ago, this young man, he's a brother of one of our saints in the church. He came. He was in trouble, having some problems in his life. He came to a Monday night prayer meeting, and he was praying. By the time I got there, I was dealing with another situation, came a little bit late to prayer meeting. When I got there, he was weeping before the Lord, pouring his heart out. I mean, this guy was praying. He prayed that way probably for at least 30 solid minutes, right in the altar, just pouring his heart out to God. And you can imagine what happened. I mean, God filled him with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And then, amen, we immediately took him to the baptismal tank, baptized him in Jesus' name, and then he disappeared. Amen. We didn't see him for weeks and weeks and weeks. Amen. Trying to get him back. Sometimes, and so thankfully, they're going across, going to pray with his name is Royale. Pray for him that God will just do a work in his life. And I know God's going to finish the work he started him in Jesus' name. But sometimes it happens that way. Sometimes you work on people and you just love them and love them and love them. And you share with them, you share with them. You continually reach out and reach out, and just nothing happens, maybe in that time period. amen. Then others, it just seems like they come in and boom, amen, they just get, amen, get a full conversion. They get born again. Amen. Praise God. They're new babes in Christ, and then something happens, and it just sometimes happens this way. But understand, though, that whatever the situation in reaching for souls, as we're in this hour that we're in this generation and 2022, that the Bible lets us know that the harvest is a sure thing. Amen. The Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, and we know that we are, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Praise God. If we will just do what God has called us to do, if we will make sure we just keep on bearing that precious seed, and that we will make sure that we cry and weep and water that seed with the tears, amen, of our burdensome crying out to God, amen, God will honor that labor of love. He will make sure that, amen, it does not go unnoticed. Amen. He will begin to work in mysterious, powerful ways in people's hearts and lives. Amen. He will do things that we could never do in people's lives, and reaching them and drawing them to a place of salvation. Because the Bible says, again, if we'll just go and do what we're supposed to do, if we will weep, amen, we'll rejoice. If we will weep and we'll bear that precious seed, we should never be ashamed of the seed that we're bearing. We're not trying to sell something, amen, to people that they don't need. We're not trying to give them something that will not benefit their lives. Praise God. We're trying to, amen, connect them with an almighty God whose name is Jesus, amen, and set their souls ready for eternity. So we're doing the most important thing anybody could do in life. We're reaching for souls. And we're bearing precious seed that we know will make an eternal difference in their lives. And the Bible promises that if we'll do that, if we will weep, amen, and if we will reach and we'll bear precious seed, we will doubtless come again, bringing our sheaves with us. Amen. The harvest is a sure thing. Praise God. Amen. Every time you kneel down and pray for souls, every time you knock on a door, every time you connect with somebody and you're able to give a Bible study, and it may not even be in a formal setting, it might be just sharing with them the truth of God's word and how God wants to work in their lives. Amen. Even better than that, it might be just you, amen, showing up to work and living for God every single day, and then seeing the changes in your life and the impact of the gospel that God has made in your life, amen, just living out your faith in front of them. All of a sudden they'll begin to notice, amen, he doesn't talk like everybody else on the job talks, and he doesn't walk like everybody else on the job. Well, there's something different about him. He's not worried about the pandemic. His life is not in a tizzy about everything. There's, amen, not drama. There's something special. There's a peace of God, amen, that passes all and that's surrounding him, and I want that. Praise God. All of a sudden they're drawn. You may not be preaching in the, amen, in the workplace, but your life is showing forth the work of God. And all of a sudden, like a magnet, praise God, they're drawn to something in you that they haven't seen in anybody else. Maybe they do have family that go to different churches, but there's something different about, because you're an apostolic. We still that same, well, I'm a one God apostolic, tongue talking, holy, wrote a book in heaven about believing the liberty and power of Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We still sing that, God. Praise God. Amen. There's something different. Amen. We're not like everybody else. And if we bear that precious seed, amen, the Bible promises us that we will come again bringing our sheaves with us. Praise God. There's a lot of things that are said about the harvest. Amen. In John chapter 4, amen, in verse 35. Amen. Praise God. And just, amen, please forgive me. I've got an iPad, but I just don't use it for preaching. So please, please, I know that I'm behind. I'm just an old guy. Praise God. But I love the word of the Lord, and I love reading the Bible. So I'm sorry. Praise God. This is John 4:35. Jesus said, amen. Of course, this is a great story from this chapter, and he's ministering to those in Samaria. The Bible says, Jesus said, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold," amen, he says, I'm sorry, it's a question. "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, amen, for they are white already to harvest." There are a lot of things that are said about the harvest, praise God. Amen, a lot of things that we think about the harvest. But Jesus said, we need to understand that, amen, praise God, it is a today thing. It is a now thing. Praise God. It is this generation thing. I cannot afford to waste another moment of my life. Amen. I pray, God, I cannot afford to just enjoy my apostolic Pentecostal experience and lifestyle God's blessed me with, and just enjoy the padded pews and enjoy the confines of the house of God. Thank God for Pentecost. Thank God for apostolic doctrine. Thank God for apostolic lifestyle. Amen. But I can't afford to just come and enjoy it all by myself. God, help me to lift up my eyes and realize that there's a field out there that it is white, ready to harvest. There are souls, I promise you, all around you that are just waiting for the moment for a life change, but they haven't had yet somebody maybe minister to them. But you can be the change agent that God uses to reach that soul. You may not know what they're going through. You may not know what's going on in their minds, but they're longing, they're seeking, they're wanting something different in life, and you're the one that has it. If you got the Holy Ghost, you've been baptized, you have exactly what this world needs, praise God. And don't say that there's still four more months. Don't say there's another tomorrow. Don't say let's have revival in 2023. Amen. Revival is actually for the church. Amen. Amen. Don't say the harvest is going to come next year. Amen. Today is the day of salvation, and the hour is now where God wants to do His greatest work, and He wants to do it through us. So say not ye. Don't say 4 months, then comes harvest. Jesus said in Matthew 9:37-38, amen, he said, amen, the Bible says he was moved compassion, amen, because there were, amen, people were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. The Bible says, amen, that he said, amen, pray ye that the Lord of the harvest, that he'll send forth laborers into the harvest. Praise God. And so in our prayer time, I'm just reminding and encouraging the church tonight, praise God. In our prayer time, amen, let us pray that God, amen, does that work. And can we, if we were honest with ourselves, we would understand tonight, praise God, amen, that we are actually the answer to that prayer request. Jesus said, pray ye that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And so understand that Jesus, of course, is the Lord of the harvest. And notice how it was a personal thing. Amen. The harvest was pray, amen, that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. The harvest was a personal thing to the Lord. Praise God. And we understand that, of course, because he's the one who shed his blood. But what about us? Amen. I just want to encourage the church tonight to understand that, amen, we need to make sure that we also personalize the harvest. Praise God. This is not just my pastor's responsibility. Amen. This is not just the leadership of the church's responsibility. This is not just the elders' responsibility. This is not just somebody who's been in church 20 years. Amen. If I have had an encounter with the Lord, amen, if I've had, amen, a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ, if I know what He's done in my life, if I know where He's brought me from, if I know what He's done for me, praise God, I've got a witness. Amen. Jesus says you'll be empowered to be witness unto me unto all the earth. And so it's not just the pastor's responsibility. It's I've got to personalize this harvest. I've got to ask God to help me in life, praise God, to not get distracted and understand that I've got to do, amen, what God has called every single one of us to be a witness in a dark world. And let our light shine. God, use me somehow, some way, because my world is dependent on me. So it's not just my pastor's responsibility. It's my responsibility to win every soul that I can. Amen. Praise God. And so pray the Lord of the harvest that he'll send forth laborers into his harvest. And then it becomes our harvest. Because the harvest is a sure thing. Amen. Praise God. Matthew chapter 20, and I'll close with this passage. Amen. Praise God. So I'm having to adjust, so please forgive me. Praise God, Brother Robinson. I pastor in Ghana, so, amen, they can't tell me when to stop. Praise God. So I have to make sure I'm in America now, so it's a little different. And I'm in somebody else's pulpit. Praise God. But I pray that someone in the share tonight will minister to us. Amen. Not only is the harvest a sure thing, and I want us to be, I want us to just be reminded of that strongly tonight. Amen. The harvest is a sure thing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He's coming back for a thriving church. I don't believe Jesus is coming back for a weak, anemic church that's just going to barely make it out of the world. That we're going to be surprised that we made it to heaven. I believe he's coming back for a church that's on fire, that's experiencing a great harvesting of souls. I believe he's coming back for that. I don't want to be a part of that kind of church. Amen. So be reminded tonight that the harvest is a sure thing. Amen. and the fact that the harvest is the main thing. Amen. The harvest is the main thing. And so Matthew chapter 20, Jesus tells us a parable. In verse 1, he says, "For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard." So he went out early in the morning, which was probably around sunrise. So in our country, we're close to the equator, so sunrise, sunset, same time all every day around the year. And our sun starts coming up about 5:30 in the morning in Ghana. So 6 o'clock, it's broad daylight. It's bright. And so I would imagine that probably as soon as the sun was rising, this householder went out to try to find somebody that would work. So he goes out. Amen. He goes out four more times. The Bible says, amen, that he went out about the third hour, which was about 9 o'clock in the morning, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you." And they went their way. Again, he went out about the sixth hour, which was about 12 o'clock, noonday, and the ninth hour, which is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, "Why stand ye here all the day idle?" And of course they said to him, "Because no man hath hired us." He said to them, "Go ye also in the vineyard. What is there is right, you're going to receive. The reward's going to be there." Amen. But why was it that this householder, Jesus, of course, like it's himself, he's given us a parable about the kingdom. Amen. So, amen. Why was it that the householder went out again and again and again and again and five times in the day? Praise God. Amen. Early in the morning, and then 9 o'clock in the morning, midday when he could have been taking a long lunch. Amen. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then 1 hour before the sunset. There's just one more hour. Praise God. I'm sure that probably you could say, you know, why bother? Just wrap the day up. Just call it a wrap. Start setting the things in order. Start getting ready to pay the laborers, and you know, just kind of make sure that you can get out on time. Make sure you clock that clock. You're done for the day. You can go home and enjoy the family. You just kind of relax. You can just kind of take it easy. But the Bible says in the parable, with just 1 hour left of daylight to rise around to reach somebody else. Because the harvest is the main thing. Amen. When the Lord comes back, amen, the house that I lived in isn't going to matter. Whatever degree I might would have had is not going to matter. The kind of car that I drove is not going to matter. Amen. The amount that's in my savings account or checking account or my 401k or Roth IRA, whatever we might have, is not going to matter. All that's going to matter, amen, is if I did all that I could with the time that God gave me. Can I go out with one more hour of sunlight left? Am I asking God to help me to reach one more soul before He comes back? Am I willing to go to one more door? Am I willing to teach one more Bible study? Am I willing to ask that coworker that's told me no 20 times just one more time? Won't you come to the house of God with me? Won't you come to a small group with me? Won't you just come and feel God's presence? Amen. Just one more time. Amen. Because the harvest is the main thing.